Not easy to state the change you made. If I'm alive now, then I was dead, though like a stone unbothered by it, staying put according to habit. You didn't just tow me an inch, no, nor leave me to set my small bald eye skyward again, without hope, of course, of a apprehending blueness or stars. That wasn't it. I slept, say, a snake masked among black rocks as a black rock, in the white hiatus of winter, like my neighbours, taking no pleasure in the million perfectly chiselled cheeks, alighting each moment to melt my cheek of basalt. They turned to tears, angels weeping over dull natures, but didn't convince me. Those tears froze. Each dead head had a visor of ice. And I slept on like a bent finger. The first thing I saw was sheer air and the locked drops rising in a dew, limpid as spirits. Many stones lay dense and expressionless round about. I didn't know what to make of it. I shone, meeker scaled and unfolded to pour myself out like a fluid, among bird feet and the stems of plants. I wasn't fooled. I knew you at once. Tree and stone glittered without shadows. My finger length grew lucent as glass. I started to bud like a March twig. An arm and a leg. An arm, a leg. From stone to cloud, so I ascended. Now I resemble a sort of god, floating through the air in my soul's shift, pure as a pane of ice. It's a gift.